Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Pitching for the California Angels, Dave Frost. And now, play ball. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Washington steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Washington moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from May and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Downing reaches second base with a double. Ford scores. Baylor scores. It's 2-0, Angels. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to third. Squires moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Washington reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Squires scores. Bannister moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Angels, 2. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field. Bannister picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bannister. Miller goes all the way around to score. Campaneris moves to second. It's 3-2, Angels. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 4-2, Angels. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from May and he is safe. Carew steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 5-2, Angels. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards the mound. Frost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor moves to third. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pryor scores. Bell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, Angels. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields the ball and throws to Frost covering. Safe. Bell scores. Bannister moves to third. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Angels. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 4. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Miller moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from May and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Barlow now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison scores. Pryor moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Angels, 5. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Pryor scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Downing hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. Baylor moves to third. It's White Sox, 6, Angels, 6. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Gritch moves to second. Britt Burns now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Angels. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Gritch moves to third. Clark moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gritch scores. Clark scores. Campaneris moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-6, Angels. Fred Howard now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields the ball and throws to Barlow covering. Safe. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Washington moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington scores. Lemon moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-7, Angels. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 9-8, Angels. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Morrison steals second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 9, and the White Sox 8. The Angels will come to bat. Mike Colburn now catching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Farmer now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gritch hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Dickie Thon now playing second base. Jim Anderson now playing shortstop. John Montague now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Squires moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. he's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montague juggles the ball. That's an error on Montague. Squires scores. Bannister moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 9, Angels, 9. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 9. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Carew is walked intentionally. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pryor fields it and tags Miller, for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Mike Colburn. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 9. The Angels will come to bat. Bill Naorodny now catching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Downing bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Morrison covering, for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Thon reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. It's 10-9, Angels. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Naorodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Miller is walked intentionally. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Montague covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.